singles no longer want to date men in finance.
I'm looking for a man in finance. Trust fund. 6'5", blue eyes. Finance.
It's over.
Trust fund.
So who do singles want to date? What are the top professions? Coming in at number three, nurses.
What?
Wait, yep. Men? Oh, men want to, yeah.
Singles.
See that. Yeah.
Yep, singles. Yeah, singles sure. want to date nurses.
Men want to date nurses?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just women wanted to date.
Well, just singles, but it's like.
Singles in general.
Singles in general. Yeah, but, because, yeah. you know, it's like, obviously, yeah. based off of a very popular, very catchy song.
It is very catchy.
But yeah, it's nursing comes in. It ranks as the third most attractive profession at 22%. That is who singles are looking for. Nursing profession.
Well, they do look hot if they're hot in scrubs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they take care of you. That's yep. an attraction.
Men in scrubs are hot.
Okay.
It's true. It's
and
very
it's a
true.
Solid job.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, for sure. You're always needed.
Always needed. Mm-hmm.
Coming in at number two, education. Anybody working in the education system, that is the really? Hottest profession. Coming in at number two.
You're
yes.
not kidding me.
Interestingly, no. you, interesting that you say this. Mm-hmm. We did have a study recently, and it says the top professions for cheating, medical, and teachers.
Really?
The top three.
Huh.
Well.
And teachers was surprising. I mean, when you start yeah. thinking about it, maybe not as surprising. At first, you're like, not teachers.
Not the teachers.
Not all teachers, but they're more likely to for whatever reason.
And the thing about the attraction of teachers to me is so the opposite. Nurses, they have the scrubs. We look at Grey's Anatomy, what goes on behind the scenes. And in teaching, it's all so conservative-ish. It's like, so don't do this. And you got to be so like.
Goody, that's how you view school or the rules?
Goody two-shoes.
Oh. What,
you never want to be the naughty schoolboy?
The what now?
You'd be the naughty schoolboy and she's a teacher that has to discipline you?
Or maybe she's the naughty school girl, but I don't.
I'm just trying to.
Yeah. That checks out for your track record.
It does.
Yeah, it's not an attraction.
Well, the reason that it's an attraction is because those who work in education typically demonstrate a nurturing quality.
Yeah.
And so that's something that people find desirable when they're dating. Mm-hmm.
And
nurturing.
They're good, and they're good with kids. Mm-hmm. Well,
mm-hmm. Or students.
People.
They're good at teaching you. And I think that's a hot thing
right.
where you're able to. Teach. I can't. I'm not a teacher. I cannot. I'd rather just show you how I do it as opposed to explaining to you how to do it because I can't.
Maybe subconsciously you think they have patience because they have to, no matter what the age is.
You would hope so.
Yeah.
And I think for the most part, teachers are better communicators.
Yeah.
Because they have to be able to get a message across and have it understood mm-hmm. by more people.
Yep. Says the teacher. Huh. How self-serving.
Says the teacher.
Who teaches communication.
That's like, no, I am right. desirable.
You hear that, Hannah?
Feast your eyes.
Stay on your toes, Hannah. No, Matt. No, you're right. That's definitely true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
And then the number one profession that is the hottest, way hotter than men in finance, healthcare professionals. So this is doctors
isn't
is what
that
they're
a nurse,
saying.
Though?
They're doctors is what okay. they're saying.
Like doctors
yeah, doctors
and
are
surgeons.
Attractive. Mm-hmm. I mean, they come across smart.
Very smart.
They come across put together usually.
Mm-hmm. Great at their craft.
Yeah, and they usually have money.
Yep. After you're done paying off all your loans, but
right.
yes.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah
typically.
And that's like a profession that, oh, what do? Oh, I'm a doctor, or they're a doctor. Mm-hmm. It's automatic prestige.
Dedication.
And you're like, oh,
yeah.
my gosh. You say a lawyer, some people might be like, you know, some people might scoff at that. I don't, but some people might,
Right, because they think that maybe sketchy?
Sketchy, maybe.
Oh.
I don't scoff at that with my attorney, but the other attorney I scoff.
Of course you do. Yeah.
Well, you know, Jason and I share the same attorney.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
Is there anything you two don't do together?
Nothing.
I'm just wondering.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
That's his third attorney. This is just my first. I learned from all of his mistakes.
I guess. I didn't know you shared the same one.
I've learned from after his mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got what he has to, you know,
well,
he's got.
My first attorney.
Well, that, I'm not saying 14
years ago was great, but.
Yeah. I'm just saying that what you said to me
yes.
was because it was recommended by somebody here.
Okay.
I'm like,
who used to be, she's
ruthless.
Retired now, was the best attorney. She
oh,
said,
yeah.
I recommend him.
I would love.
Shout out to Adam.
To sit in that office just once.
And by the way, we're not getting a discount for mentioning him. If
no.
anything, he charges us more.
Can't do that.
He said, you mentioned me, so I'll charge you for the quarter hour.
Yep.
In fact, the only thing he did call me up one time, he's like, yeah, they heard you mention on your show how happy you are with Carol. I'm like, oh, that was when we were on vacation.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I just want to make sure.
That was a replay.
That was a replay.
We were not here. I have documentation.
During Christmas time. Yeah. I don't know what we ran. Yeah. But it was
I can show you my vacation report.
Don't you think, Matt, that lawyer has learned so many new things
Yeah.
In the past couple of years with you two.
Absolutely. That lawyer probably knows more about them than we do.
That's true.
The funny thing is, maybe with Jason, I don't know, maybe not. Katie,
that,
you know more about me and my situation than he does.
Really?
Yeah. Because there's some things that don't matter. Like, he doesn't matter.
Yeah, there's some things you don't care.
Got it.
Now, Matt might not know, but unfortunately, Katie.
I definitely do.
Yeah, you definitely do.
Oh, well, maybe that lawyer and I could have a talk.
Did he tell you this? Well, you're going to be subpoenaed later. Don't worry.
Good thing I've been keeping my diary.
It could happen.
Oh, man.
Are you serious?
It'll be in August, so just go ahead and.
Are you serious?
Seriously?
Is that date open?
It's possible. I'm not saying for sure.
I'm going to get a subpoena from you.
Yeah.
And then you can get a subpoena from me.
Yes.
Yeah. This is not what we signed up for.
Oh, if you really want to
know. Team building.
Team building.
And it's during work hours. Even better.
Okay, but you have to buy me lunch after
sure.
at least.
Yes. I mean, not for you to say anything.
No,
in
but.
My thing, but like.
The craziest
part of this entire thing is I looked into subpoenas and the possibility of who could be subpoenaed out of this office from years and years ago, I was like, oh my gosh. I'm like, well, they might just not decide to come. I'm like, no, they have to. I'm like, what? They have to come. So you could subpoena, if you have good enough reason and probable
cause. You have to have a good reason, yeah.
Yeah, you could make them come. Yeah. They have to come.
It's illegal to if you are subpoenaed, you are legally required to go to court.
Why? So you are looking back at, you had to mention all the people in your past? Just
exactly.
Like in your past? They could, anybody? Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Years and years ago. I haven't seen people in 13, 14 years. That and you could, for a good reason, and I don't know if you have to pay for their travel expenses if they don't, I think we might.
Oh.
No, I don't have anything like that.
I do.
I won't charge you gas money.
Yeah, the courthouse is right here. I'm being considered, okay?
That's nice.
No, I mean, you might, if they're out of town and you subpoena somebody for whatever the reason they want, you would have to, I think, pay for their hotel.
Well, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, because that would
not like on the top 10 things they want to be doing that day.
Yeah, like you have a friend in California from years ago, and they're like, hey, you're subpoenaed as a character witness for me. You're like, what?
Yeah, great.
Like, I can't afford to fly out there. And stay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you better be paying
for
it.
You should be. I guess I'm going to have to start planning my outfit now just in case.
I give you the dates. It's in August, unless we have a settlement.
What happens if you're on vacation then?
Who, me? That's the way they ask.
No, me.
I think it's timed out.
Like or anybody who's...
That's what takes so long with the court days. It all has to be orchestrated.
Got it.
It's like a pain.
Yeah, has to be what?
Orchestrated.
I wouldn't take the stand in your trial.
What now?
I said I wouldn't take the stand in your trial.
I gave you crap earlier for childs. I'm not going to do it on orchestrated.
Trying to say orchestrated.
No, orchestrated.
The
judge is like, sir, in this court we speak English. If you can't do that, we can provide you with a bilingual attorney.
Man, did you marry him so he could get his green card? This is clearly his second language.
That is a Rhode Island way of saying it.
The hell it is.
You still wouldn't say orchestrated.
I've already proven this multiple times.
That's like pig Latin.
You're not in a Broadway show.
That's what it is.
You got to get the whole orchestra together.
It's my northern way, guys.
Orchestrated. Sounds like the name of a flower.
Yeah, or like a way you eat oysters or something. Yeah.
That's what it is. Rhode you can look Island. It up. You can
get
ask
them. Steam fried orchestra.
Yep. Remember when I said karaoke wasn't a word?
Yeah.
Well, okay, you're right about that. But I want you to be right about this because then when I go to Rhode
He's
Island,
not.
I know I can just make up crap.
Yeah.
No, that's just the way they say it. It's karaoke, not karaoke.
I know. Yeah. It's crazy.
They do not say what you just said.
Or whatever.
A bubbler.
Bubbler. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I will testify on your behalf, Jason.
Yeah.
Okay. Just let me know. Give me a heads up.
Matt's laughing. He can't spell worth a crap either.
I can't spell, but I know when I hear a word if it's not one.
Just like we know when something's spelled wrong. We're like, that ain't
You're
right.
You're a professor who can't spell. I'm just a radio DJ.
Don't deflect.
I'm not a teaching teacher or a spelling teacher.
A spelling teacher.
I'm not a teaching teacher either.
I knew that you didn't know what you were saying when you got kind of quiet when you said it.
I do know. I doubled down on that's a Rhode Island way of saying it.
If they had the archives of all the times like we'll tease something over a song, there's sometimes when I'm in the middle of the tease and it doesn't come out the way, I do that. I do like the audible fade. I'm like, all right, coming up next, find out why Katie went to...
That's next.
You just fade off because your brain is like, just stop.
Yeah.
It's orchestrated.
Double down. I'm going to order that for lunch.
I bet it's expensive.
It does sound expensive. Oh, man.